I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Well, here we go. The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. A very special guest is about to sign on into the Zoom room. I'm hoping you're watching rather than listening to this. Danielle, tell everyone who's coming on.
So Peanut the Squirrel will be on with us and
right.
His owner,
yes!
Mark.
Yeah, Peanut the Squirrel. We have learned that there is an entire world, a universe of squirrels and those who love them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And it all started with Peanut the Squirrel. We're so excited. Is anyone thinking anything about our interview we're about to do with a squirrel?
Yeah, I have questions. I'd like to know how he got him. Like, was he in his lawn and he capped? Like how exactly do you get a squirrel? And
okay, all right.
I could tell you the story if you want to hear it.
Let him tell it. Otherwise, let's call him off and you just tell the whole story.
Does the squirrel have new music coming out?
Elvis, how did you come across this squirrel page? Were you specifically looking at squirrels or?
A friend of mine sent me the link. leave it at that.
Did your friend send you the link because your friend was like, you're going to love this squirrel? Or was it your friend saying, you're going to love this Mark?
No.
How long before you realized there was a squirrel?
Why is everyone asking me questions? Let him answer the questions. And please, let's be respectful or I'll clear this fucking room.
Okay. Squirrels have little ears. No bad words.
Ever seen a squirrel eat a peanut?
Of course they can't.
You put it in their mouth and then it goes this way. And it goes...
Are you talking about squirrels?
And then they spit it out because of the shell.
So the shell part, but they can eat the nut.
Yeah, they would if they could get to it.
Let's ask Mark. Mark knows more about squirrels than us.
I've seen Elvis. So many squirrels try and devour a peanut with the shell on, and they spit it out. These are hilarious viral videos.
How often do you see this? Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is this what you do instead of going to the gym?
Wow.
Go to the park and... Hey, Elvis, can we have him say squirrel to the squirrel?
I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
I know he's trying to get on right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Mark and Peanut. Make sure he's unmuted, Scary. Okay,
he is.
Mark.
We're good.
It sucks when you're muted.
Oh, my God. This is the coolest thing in the world.
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
I'm so glad you showed
What's
up.
Going
we're,
on, guys?
We're just talking about you. But where's Peanut? Where's the superstar?
So the superstar is kind of just hanging out.
Peanut, hey, buddy.
Hey, can you rotate your phone 90 degrees?
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, no, Peanut's sideways. I don't think that was a good idea.
Okay. He's unlocked.
He's unlocked. Okay.
Maybe I'll unlock it. I had to do my phone because he's been running around so much. But now that, he sees the camera, he's crossed his paws, he just hangs out.
Well, Mark, we have so many questions.
He's so cute.
First of all, how did you meet Peanut the Squirrel? What happened? How did you come to adopt him?
It's the saddest story, but the most magical. I work in construction. I'm an engineer in the city, and I was leaving a job site, and I was walking down the street, and I saw this poor squirrel get hit by a car. So as I got closer, I thought the poor squirrel was still alive. But it was actually Peanut moving around, and unfortunately his mom got hit by the car. So he started to move into the street, and I kind of chased him out, and instead of him running away, he crawled up my leg. So I took him home. I tried to find a vet. I tried to find anybody to come help. Everybody wanted to just euthanize him. So I took a week off of work. I rehabbed this little man. 8 months later, I put him back outside. He got attacked by a cat. Lost half of his tail. He came back home the next day. So I opened my door in full tears. There he was, missing half his tail. He ran back inside, and the rest is history. So we're actually sitting in Peanut's room. He has his own room in the house.
Oh, gee.
Now, Mark, you may have told us, but how long ago did this happen?
About 5 years ago now. So he's almost five. And he knew he was a superstar before any of this Instagram and social media happened. But because we sit here and we cross our paws like a normal squirrel would do, you know?
He's such a gentleman. He's so cute.
All right, let's open it up for questions. Who has a question for Mark and Peanut? Yes, Gandhi, what's going on?
I have a million, but what? Well, first of all, is Peanut potty trained? How does that work out for you guys?
He is potty trained. He has two litter boxes in his room and one downstairs in the living room. The funniest thing in the world is to watch. Well, we will sit there and watch football, and he'll just get off the couch and go do his thing in his litter box. If he's tired, he'll go upstairs and go to bed. He does something all the time. I built him a nest in the closet of this room, so he will walk his little buddy couch upstairs, and you could hear him nuzzle himself into the couch, into the nest. It's the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Does he go for outside time? Does he go play outside and take walks and stuff?
He used to, but we're yawning now. Excuse me. Your day is so hard.
So tough.
I was that man, you know, bringing a squirrel outside. But eventually he just got tired. He didn't want it anymore. He ended up chewing it up. So now he sits in the window with my cat, and he kind of silently judges the neighbors. So,
oh, my God. Wait, do they get along, the cat and the squirrel?
They're best friends, and she's like 15 pounds. She's a Maine Coon, and seeing them sit in the window together is the funniest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
That is awesome.
I never thought you could domesticate a squirrel.
Does Peanut cuddle? Like, is Peanut a cuddler?
He's a huge cuddler. He will sit and watch TV with you. Anybody who's come over to visit him, he's a rock star. Immediately goes up, like... I've had people travel across the world to meet him. It has been the coolest experience in the world.
This is so wild. Yeah, Nate, you had a question for Mark and Peanut?
This is awesome.
Okay, so you're single, Mark, right?
Yes.
Okay, now do you use Peanut in order to get people to come over to your place? Like, hey, you want to see my squirrel?
Is Peanut your wing squirrel?
I am Peanut's wing man. I hate to bring it to the internet, but... I'm not gay, but I do love all of the love and support I get from the gay community.
How do you think you got on the podcast?
All right. Let me tell you,
man. Yeah, hold on a second. Mark, we're only hearing like every other word. I don't know if there's a Wi-Fi thing going on or if it's...
No, I think it's a Zoom mute thing. So if somebody else makes a noise while he talks, it cuts him off.
Where'd he go?
All right, so we have to stay silent. Otherwise, we can't hear Mark.
I think you just dropped.
Mark, can you hear us, Mark?
I can still hear you.
Oh, we can't.
We lost
your
camera.
Oh no! What happened?
There it is.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
Okay. Back to the love from the gay community. Go.
Oh my God. The DMs I get are—I can't say any of the things on the podcast, but they are nothing but loving and supportive. I can say that. but as far as the dating scene with him, I kind of don't tell anybody about him because you're either the coolest person or you're the weirdest. And most of the time, you're the weirdest. But again, Nate, I've kind of, my friends made fun of me, and they're always like, you can say, you know, you want to come over and see my squirrel and get away with it. So it has it, but it also has, I mean, if women don't work out, I have a laundry list of men that I could, go ask on a date.
I don't know, but you know what? To watch you and Peanut interact with each other, I mean, I know that you're capturing moments, and we only see like the moments that are like wacky and crazy and a lot of fun. But what's the majority of the time with just you and Peanut? Is it Peanut at rest, or is he always running around doing something?
It's a little bit of both. And honestly, I can't. I want to stop really quick, Elvis. I don't want to date you, but I have been listening to you since I was in middle school, and I used to like skip homeroom just to listen to phone taps and stuff. You guys are amazing. So I had to throw that out there. It's been a pleasure. But yeah, it's kind of a lot funnier off camera because he does a lot more funny things. It's kind of like that old cartoon of the frog that sings and then, you know, the cartoon brings the frog in front of everybody and it stops singing type thing. But, I'll lose him for a second and then open the refrigerator and he's kind of just sitting in the refrigerator. Or like I lose him and he's got avocado in my shoe. One day I was going to a meeting, I was a little late. Put on my dress shoes, and there was a ripe avocado in there. I mushed in there. So those little moments where you want to kill them, but you also, you know, you love them to death. When I bought this house, I actually didn't have any shades or anything. And he was sitting in the window, and the neighbor next door ran over and was banging on my door. And she's like, there's a squirrel in your house. And I just calmly turned around. I was like, oh, this is just Peanut.
I have a question.
Scary, what's your question for Mark?
My question is, have you taught him any neat tricks aside from the ones that you just mentioned, which is kind of cool to begin with?
I can get him to jump on command, so I could snap my fingers and he'll jump. Also, I can dress him up in anything. So I have sombreros. I have Froggy's going to hate me, but he's got a Giants jersey. We got Yankees caps.
Guy, hold on a second. You can't laugh out loud or we can't hear what he's saying. I'm sorry. It's a Zoom thing. But go ahead. You'll get sports memorabilia. Yes, go ahead.
I have dressed him up in some. He has devil horns. The funniest thing about social media is people will send him gifts and costumes. And you're still yawning over here, man. What are you? You're so lazy. But people send him so many cool things, and I dress him up and I make these funny videos. And I'm just so happy that I could share him with people. The best thing that has happened with all of this is we've been able to, we did a very big Christmas donation and we gathered toys for kids and domestic violence victims and stuff like that. So I've been using this for good. A lot of people think I'm this like tattooed, jerk on the internet with a squirrel trying to, lure women in here. But we do a lot of cool and fun things. We actually have been able to surprise a bunch of kids with him. Somebody sent me a big squirrel costume and I kind of throw that on for kids when Peanut is, surprising them. So it's been a cool journey on that. I've been, blessed to be able to share him with everybody.
And so the tricks that you're talking about, is he too sleepy to do a jump?
Being a little, I might be able to put you guys down and get him to jump. Excuse me. Excuse me. Are you being too lazy? Oh, you're not going to do it on camera now. Wow. I'm so, so lazy. Come here. No, I don't think we're getting one today, guys. I'm sorry.
he can jump very far. I mean, how many feet can he jump?
I would say, 10 to 15. Our trademark thing has been him jumping off the refrigerator. So it's been really cool to have something like that. I've ended up like taping hula hoops to the ceiling and get them to jump through it and stuff. stuff like that. Like I come up with little designs and things for him to do just to keep the social media people happy, because he brings so much joy. Like this is him calm, collective. He'll sit here and snuggle, clean your fingers. But
Gandhi's very upset because you're following Danielle and me and not following her on
Instagram. Right. What's Peanut's beef with me?
Again, I was shocked when I saw my phone blow up yesterday and all of you were, shouting Peanut out, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then I saw your comment about coming to babysit. I'll leave a key outside on the mat. Come hang out whenever you want. Your boyfriend might get a little mad. He might steal you.
Could he travel? Can Peanut travel to my apartment when you're out of town, and I'll take care of him over there?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get him the harness. I'll get him all ready to go. Right.
That's a very good point. Like, Mark, when you need to get out of town or go do something, who takes care of Peanut?
Well, thankfully, my family lives a town away, so they come and stay at my house, and they all, everybody loves him. He's so socialized. Again, I've had so many people come and meet him. Demi Lovato reached out, a couple of J-Well reached out. So we had a couple of really cool experiences with that. But my family's down the street. They're always willing to come and stay at my house to hang out with Peanut.
Yeah, Brody, what do you have for Mark?
Mark, can you take him on the plane as an emotional support squirrel, or is that not allowed?
Honestly, you know what? In this day and age, it is 2022. I'm sure it could happen.
Is he neutered?
Wow, you're just... No job, no work, no nothing. We're just going to hang out all day.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's so cute. I know.
Well, look, so we were talking earlier on the air about this universe of squirrel lovers and squirrel owners and those who love them. And it is like a huge community. Are you friends with a lot of other squirrel enthusiasts?
Right. It's so weird to say that. We have a squirrel community. I'm an honorary squirrel mom. I know every squirrel is a woman in their squirrel. But the funniest thing is Thumbelina. I know y'all just went and followed her. I've been able to meet families with squirrels. Unfortunately, Peanut and Thumbelina are deathly afraid of each other, so we could never do a squirrel play date. But I've been able to meet some squirrel families, and again, it's the weirdest thing, but so cool to bring like communities together. I would never ever go out and meet people who had squirrels. It's pretty crazy, but it's really cool to be able to, you know, meet new people on the internet. I'm always there to help others. Apparently everybody finds squirrels these days because my phone just goes on and on about people finding squirrels. Elvis, you'll find this hysterical. Peanut on TikTok is almost at 1 million followers. So I always do TikTok lives. I ask people to reach out if they have squirrels, you know, send me photos. We can figure out how old they are. And I was sitting in a work meeting and somebody had messaged me like, urgent, I have a squirrel. Sent me a video. I opened the video in front of everybody and it was a naked man with not a squirrel.
I'm so sorry.
Go bet they were nuts.
Hey, so, you know, that really brings up a good question. Like, what, I don't know if you can answer this, but what should someone do if they enter into a relationship with a squirrel like you have? I mean, or maybe they find a squirrel that's injured or, you know, something like that.
Right. I usually just redirect them to a local rehabber or a vet. But I'm also always there to help along the way because I know people just can't, you know, up their lives and, you know, bring some you know, squirrel to a vet. So always I'm here to, you know, hand out tips and give some advice. Again, this is not the typical behavior of a squirrel, which is the main reason why he's inside still. I don't think he would survive outside for more than a day. You have zero survival skills and half a tail, so I don't think you're gonna make it out. But I always advise to find a local rehabber just to make sure that you know, they get the proper nutrition, they get the proper guidance, and you know, they're not good pets. They're really not good pets, and I strongly advocate that. But this little guy is an exception. But my advice is to find that local rehabber or find somebody who has some knowledge on squirrels or wildlife, and you know, take that route, because I know everybody sees a fluffy squirrel and they're like, oh, I can't wait to, you know, keep it as a pet, and then they tear your house apart. So
yeah.
Thankfully I was able to train him not to chew the house, but every once in a while if I yell at him, and this is why I have like the mean streets in New York. He's a New York squirrel. He has the attitude of a New York Italian. If you yell at him, he will find your most expensive thing in the house and pee on it and watch, lock eyes with you while he pees on it. So yeah, that New York attitude.
Oh, great. And I love that you're very, very honest in saying, look, this is a very unusual circumstance. It doesn't mean everyone should run out and like trap a squirrel and make the squirrel their pet, because it will very, yeah, very, very good chance it would not end up like this. One more question from Garrett. You had a question for Mark?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was just talking to Scary about timing. But no, I'm super interested in the fact that, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time and go, I have a pet squirrel, what their reaction normally is.
Again, it is like, I try to stay away from it because we've done interviews with People Magazine, BuzzFeed, you name it. And I kind of kept my personal life out of it. And People Magazine kind of dropped my full name and where I lived. So I can't really hide anywhere. So I get stopped in the middle of New York City and people grab me and be like, oh my God, you're that guy with the squirrel. I'm like, no, I'm not. Please go. But again, it's that like you're either the coolest or you're the weirdest. And it's kind of that head tilt, like, wait, you said you have a squirrel? Like, yeah, he's kind of like a cat, but yeah, it's a squirrel. But again, you meet him and you're like, wow, this really isn't, you know, your typical squirrel. He loves to have breakfast with me. I do everything with him. I brush my teeth and he'll be on my shoulder. We walk downstairs. I'll call him downstairs and we have breakfast together and stuff. So it's very an unusual, you know, bond. But again, I this is a one in a million squirrel. This doesn't happen at all. So I tell everybody to put the squirrel back outside, find it help. Just don't put it in your house. They bite hard. They're not good pets. They'll ruin your life if you keep them inside. So that's how I, you know, I guess they built the following because I'm always like, no squirrels, no squirrels, no squirrels. But here's a squirrel.
Well, it's a very unique situation. Yeah. You know what? And Mark, you and Peanut are very, very lucky to have found each other. And I think that's really cool.
I need to do a photo shoot with my husband and the squirrel because he's obsessed with squirrels. I have to come over.
He's nuts about
whatever
squirrels.
Whatever you guys want. We're down the street. I think we're probably 30 minutes from the office. So let me know. Yeah.
All right.
He'll be ready to go.
All right, Mark. Listen, and can we get a close-up of a Peanut? I don't know how close you can get without scaring him off.
Right.
Aww.
Oh, you're just a little lazy man.
Oh, look at that. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Thank you so much for your time today. Hi, Peanut. Thanks for your time, too. And of course, with this podcast, we'll put your Insta on so everyone can follow you and follow the adventures of Peanut the Squirrel. Thank you, Mark. You have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor. I listen to you guys every single day still since I was, again, I don't want to age you, but like I was 8. I would fight my car to listen to that phone tap before I got on. So thank you for all the laughs throughout the years, and continue what you're doing because it's amazing.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Peanut.
Bye. Thank you, Mark.
Bye,
thanks, Peanut.
Bye, Peanut. Bye, Peanut. Bye, Peanut.
And there's your 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. That was awesome.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.